It's time now for Here's the Thing, a show that's all about you with your host, Lauren Cardinal, a board-certified hypnotist and results coach. If you're looking to make a positive change this year, learn lifelong tools to reduce stress and be present. If you're stuck and need to remove the blocks that are from success and happiness in the areas of your life, or if you want to get a new perspective on things, well, it's time to talk to Lauren Cardinal. To talk to Lauren, call 732-748-1079. That's 732-748-1079. And now, here's your host, Lauren Cardinal.
Hello, thank you for joining me. This is Here's the Thing. I'm Lauren Cardinal, your host. If you missed the intro, I'm a board-certified hypnotherapist and certified life coach. I help my clients have the happier life they seek. I'm so glad to be here this week. Welcome. I'm thrilled you're here to join me. Tonight's show is one I've been looking forward to. I'm calling it Dehypnotize Yourself, because if you are not happy with any aspect of your life, there's a very good chance that you're already hypnotized with beliefs that are not serving you. So tonight we'll be discussing the truth, the myths, and the applications of hypnosis. If you'd like to ask a question or get some clarity, please call. The lines are open, 732-748-1079. Call in anytime with a question. I'm going to be talking about hypnosis, subject that I love, and there are often a lot of questions around hypnosis. So if a question pops into your mind, just reach out, 732-748-1079. Now, in last week's show, we talked about, should I stay or should I go? It's a question that comes up a lot, likely the number one question I get in the coaching realm. It's around this feeling of being frozen in indecision and being on the fence. And it's not so much about the right decision as it is about movement. Because movement is what mobilizes possibility in your life. If you feel like you're stuck in analysis paralysis, thinking about the things in our head so much and just spinning, doing something, taking action of some sort, one small step even, a phone call or an email, can be enough to get the ball rolling and get you out of your head. Sometimes I even suggest talking about it to somebody, because once you verbalize the thoughts in your head, things can become more clear. And you can always course correct. If you'd like to listen to that show or any of the prior shows, you can find the podcasts on my website, www.laurencardinal.com. Tonight's show is brought to you by North Star Asset Management. Investment advisors located in Panther Valley with over 30 years of investment experience. They're helping people create long-term success with their financial plans by choosing the appropriate withdrawal rate. If you're at a distance from their location and aren't sure whether you are in their service area, just give them a call. You can reach out to them to find out for more information. They may be able to come to you. And for more information, call 908-850-9991. That's 908-850-9991. Or find them online at www.nstarinvest.com. Now, first of all, last week I mentioned that I would be attending the Hoboken Film Festival. I was pretty excited about it. And Saturday night, we went to see the premiere of a movie called D-Love. If you listened last week, you know that the writer of that movie was a caller to the show last week. He is a friend of our family. And he openly shared his journey through grief and how his writing helped him to get out of that stuck place that he was in. He was in that place of analysis paralysis, feeling stuck, and he took action bit by bit to move him out of that place in his head. And this weekend, he had a film premiere. His writing allowed him to feel the feelings, to own them. We've talked in the past about disowning the feelings, and moving past them is easier once you do own them. And in that owning those feelings, he was able to move past them and get back into his life. And that, in and of itself, is a story, right? Well, suffice it to say, I thought the movie was brilliant. It's humorous, touching, uplifting, absolutely relatable for everyone. The human conditions, as we all know, and things that we often seek, but fear holds us back. I personally feel that earth angels are all around us, guys, and my favorite line in the movie, without giving it away, I tell you, I'm not giving anything away. The question to the main character, D-Love, was, how do you know that everything will be okay tomorrow? And I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, I just trust. Do you wonder whether or not the sun will rise in the morning? And that's what I thought was relatable. That's what we all want to feel, isn't it? That trust. As long as we can eliminate the fear that's holding us down or holding us back and trust that it'll all be okay. Perhaps not always happy, but okay. So I'm glad I got to see the show, and I wish them all the best with the movie. I encourage everyone to see it. Great movie. And in speaking of action to start feeling better, perhaps healthier this summer, come join me starting June 7th. I'm offering a block of 4 weekly sessions from June 7th through June 28th, 4 weeks of productive group hypnosis sessions. It's a new session each week with a CD to accompany it to keep the positive momentum going. It's about changing behaviors, stopping your cravings, getting back in control, and getting healthier to feel great. It's about changing the way you think, changing the way you feel, changing the way you behave to get the results you're seeking. If you'd like to participate, please reach out. I have a few spaces available for the June session, and if you can't make it in person, the CDs are available as well. 973-418-2170 is my direct number. You can email me at lauren@laurencardinal.com. And if you're driving or aren't able to write this information down right now, just search for me on the web, laurencardinal.com. So, now back on topic, back to the show. We are talking about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. And I titled the show Dehypnotize Yourself because you may already be hypnotized. What? I may already be hypnotized. I haven't seen a hypnotherapist. But there's so many things that we've all come to believe over time. It's like the junk in our trunks that we're committed to serving without even realizing it. And if you'd like to call in with any questions on the topic, I'd love to speak with you. Please, every question about hypnosis is relevant and has likely been asked before, so it's probably not that out there. Please call 732-748-1079. I thought I'd start with the question that I ironically get asked the most, and I expect that you can relate to it. Please know that I understand that people ask this question in a joking way, but the question arises because so many of us are unsure of what hypnosis is really about, and there's fear there. I get it. So when I am asked, will I walk like a chicken or a rooster? I can assure you, you will only walk like a chicken or a rooster if you want to. If you come into my office for a session and that's not what you want, then you won't. Guaranteed. So, and I think I'll start tonight with some of the common myths about hypnosis and then talk about the many possible uses of it. Information about any subject and getting more familiar with it can ease fears, right? Information is just, puts us at ease. And that's my intention for tonight's show, to create a familiarity with hypnosis so the fear is released. And what's left is just the understanding. After that, it can become an option, a modality like any other, which is one of the many tools you have to help create the life you want. Each and every modality has to feel right to you and resonate with you. And hypnosis can only do that if the understanding is there. So let's get started. Question, is hypnosis dangerous? As much as we went to the Hoboken Film Festival and watched a premiere movie, hypnosis is not Hollywood. This is not Hollywood. There are plenty of movies and stories that will have you believing that hypnosis is mind control. The irony in that for me is that my clients seek out hypnosis not to give control to me, but for them to gain control back in their lives, whether it's weight reduction or changing less desirable habits into something good or releasing fears. My clients want to be in control again, and that's the work we do. And I think that because hypnosis is so often misunderstood, there's ample room for it to be shared in a way that misinforms, like in Hollywood. I've become aware recently of a movie called Get Out. Have you heard of it? It's a horror movie. Oh, great. Great for hypnosis, it's a horror movie. In this movie, if I understand it correctly, because I haven't seen the movie, it seems that a hypnotherapist is using hypnosis initially under the guise of helping the main character stop smoking, but ultimately to take control of him so that the husband of the hypnotherapist, who's a neurosurgeon, can implant the minds of loved ones who are nearing death into young people. The main character was chosen for such an event. Now, I will tell you that there are people out there who may try to manipulate others using all sorts of techniques, one of which may be hypnosis, I can't say. But to tell it like it is, it's important in any professional relationship, therapist, physician, acupuncturist, hypnotherapist, etc., that you trust the individual. How many times have you switched a provider because you either didn't like him or her, or you didn't connect, or you didn't feel that your best interest was being upheld? It's the same no matter who you're working with. You want to feel acknowledged, validated, and trust that your best interests are primary. It's no different with hypnotherapists. You want that connection. You want to know that your goals are the goals of the session. So we're talking tonight about dehypnotizing false beliefs. Because you may already be hypnotized, serving beliefs without even realizing it. If you'd like to call in with any questions on this topic, I'd love to speak with you. Please, any question. No question is too strange. 732-748-1079. And in looking for a hypnotherapist, I suggest meeting with or talking to a hypnotherapist first with a consult, finding that comfort level, seeing if you feel like it's a good fit. Then check his or her credentials for the things that are important to you. Where did he or she get trained? How many hours of instruction? Personally, I recommend 400 or more hours. How many hours of practice time did they have, and was it supervised practice? What associations do they belong to? How long has he or she been seeing clients? And what areas, if any, are an area of focus of specialty? Some people want to know about success rates. It seems, in my experience, particularly as it pertains to smoking cessation. And I often hesitate answering that question because success is based on the client as much as it is on the hypnotherapist. And I know that some hypnotherapists will only work with highly motivated clients when it comes to something like smoking cessation. It is important. There aren't and really shouldn't be any guarantees because we're essentially guaranteeing, I would be guaranteeing my client's investment in it. And I don't know that. I can't control anybody else. I know what I'm providing. Hypnosis isn't an it, like it didn't work or it did work for me. It's you that works well or not with hypnosis. So hypnosis works with you. I work well with hypnosis. Hypnosis works well with me. If I have a question of whether or not the desire is there with my client or the modality is a good fit, I'll often ask a potential client to come in and see if he or she would be a good fit for hypnotherapy. If not, it won't serve either of us. And that's not what either of us deserves, right? A client comes in for change, and I want that change as well. And if hypnotherapy isn't the modality, it isn't a good fit. We both want a successful outcome. And it's funny, my training, there is a joke. I just got the biggest kick out of this joke. I don't know if everyone did, but I'm going to share it with you. The director of the program said there's a joke in hypnotherapy. How many hypnotherapists does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but the light bulb has to want to change. I just think it's very cute. So, is hypnosis dangerous? No. Hypnosis is a normal state of mind. It is an altered state, but we all go into and out of altered states every day. When we're daydreaming, watching a movie that we're engrossed in, driving down a long, monotonous road, even listening to music that captures a mood or engrosses you. We're in altered states in any of those situations. And hypnosis is an altered state. We experience hypnosis every day and don't even realize it. If you can think about a time when you were driving down the road and you got to your destination and you thought to yourself, I don't even remember the drive. I don't remember getting here. You felt like you did it automatically. Yet, you stepped on the brakes when you needed to. You used your blinker. And that's an altered state, yet you were very alert. Right? You may have been thinking or daydreaming about something else at the time, yet there's an actual part of you that's always aware and watching out for you. You knew exactly what to do. You knew exactly what to do. That part of you that's watching out for you is your subconscious mind. Never sleeps. It's also why you should never go to sleep with the TV on, but that's a separate conversation. But your subconscious mind never sleeps. It's absorbing and taking things in all of the time. We filter things out. We look for the ways to filter things that reinforce the beliefs that we currently have. Otherwise, if we just were focusing on and absorbing everything that we were exposed to, it would be overload. But your subconscious mind is watching out for you. Its job is to protect you and keep you happy. How it does that doesn't always serve us the best for the life we want to live. So that's where hypnosis often comes in. And we'll go a little bit more on that in a bit. So another question. Can hypnosis make me tell my secrets? It's a big question. Not at all. You will not divulge any information that you would not ordinarily divulge. You can lie just as easily in hypnosis as you can in your wakeful state. And you can keep secrets when you're hypnotized just as you can in your everyday life. You always have a choice. And your brain did not stop functioning or reasoning. You may discover some inner truths about yourself or your situation when you're in hypnosis, or perhaps some self-sabotage that you didn't know about consciously. And what this means is that your subconscious mind may have some inner programming going on that you didn't know about that causes you to keep making the same mistakes, or get sick, or get angry, or have rotten luck, or ignore important clues about your success or failure. The really good news is that when you uncover these inner truths that have been kept secret, or so it would seem, in your subconscious mind, your mind can no longer play that game. When the subconscious strategy is revealed, the jig is up. Your inner mind must now do it differently. The program only worked when it was in stealth mode. So in hypnotherapy, that is what we do to uncover. And the beauty of it, in my mind, is that in a hypnotherapy session, it's my client that's uncovering the truths. It's the aha moments that they receive. It's not me dictating or telling them anything. It's my client's journey. And that's what's most profound about it, but also the most important. So another question, can hypnosis make me do something against my will? Absolutely not. This is probably the biggest myth of all. People ask me about stage hypnosis and ask me if it's really hypnosis or if it's the same thing. And stage hypnosis is hypnosis, but it's used in a different way. Stage hypnotists seem to make people do strange things while hypnotized. Maybe that's where the "will you make me walk like a chicken" comes in. But the truth is that the people that are part of the stage program do these things because they may have a desire to be outrageous or at least be okay with what they're being asked to do. If the stage hypnotist chooses his or her subjects carefully, he or she will have willing participants. And in hypnosis, you'll never do anything or accept any suggestion that violates your morals or values, and that's very important to understand. If that was possible, all the hypnotists in the world could make you go rob banks and bring back the money, and we would be rich and rule the world, and if we were so inclined. And obviously, that's not the case. So I think there's a misconception. So it's, we've been told that about people being gullible to do hypnosis. Am I weak-minded? And it's actually just the opposite. The best clients are those that are intelligent and creative, because hypnotherapy and hypnosis uses the process of imagination and getting all of your senses involved. And that's where the creativity comes in. So intelligent, creative people make the best clients. You are listening to Here's the Thing. I'm your host, Lauren Cardinal. And tonight we're talking about hypnosis to essentially dehypnotize false beliefs. Because you may already be hypnotized. I'll ask you, what beliefs are you serving? What do you believe you can't do? What do you know to be true about yourself? And how do you know that to be your truth, whether it's positive or negative? If you'd like to call in with any questions on this topic, I'd love to speak with you. Every question about hypnosis is relevant. This is a subject near and dear to my heart, and I'd love to chat some more about it. So give a call, 732-748-1079. And we have Jean in D.C. calling. Hello, Jean.
Well, hello, Lauren. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I've been listening to your program. And it is fascinating, and all of those things that you're talking about are, of course, things that we've all seen, and there's so many misnomers about what hypnosis is, yet mm-hmm. I've seen people quit smoking or lose weight. But I wanted to actually go back, and you've just started talking about it. You're already hypnotized. Mm-hmm. I find that really, really interesting, and where hypnosis can be helpful, that, you know, you can... I know from my own experience, talking about something, trying to change a behavior, there's a reason for it, but still, even with understanding, not, you know, making that change. So I'm thinking that would be a reason to seek out a hypnotherapist.
Tell me more about that, as far as, like, wanting to make the change and having the dialogue in your head,
being anxious.
Okay.
Like anxiety, mm-hmm. anxiety or fear on work. Say it's about work and you're just nervous and anxious and am I doing okay? And it's just perpetual. But it's been something that's been with you, whether it be at work. It started before then, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have this anxiety. So, yeah, you can dig around and you can look, or I could come to a hypnotherapist, and I would think that in hypnosis, I could be helped with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a great example of where and how hypnosis is used. I would say that stress and anxiety are the number one. It's the number one session that I do, because so many things relate back to that. Weight reduction, smoking, sleeplessness, irritable bowel. There's so much that relates back to the stress and anxiety. So yes, hypnosis is a great application for anxiety and stress that can be a result. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes in one or two sessions to get to a deeper level, to the beliefs of where and how that subconscious belief is serving you or anyone.
And in hypnosis, is it suggestion? I mean, if people go to quit smoking, then there's a suggestion that's made that they don't smoke. And many famous people have. They've gone to a hypnotist. Mm-hmm. I know that Matt Damon is one of them. He was a smoker and he wanted to quit. Yeah, and he wanted to quit. He had a family, and he went to a hypnotist, and he quit. the first time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So hypnosis is definitely powerful.
Absolutely. And suggestions are often used. There's suggestion therapy for hypnosis. There are a variety of different sessions that hypnotherapists would do. I know that the suggestion component is often used with smoking. And there are other sessions that can be done as well, using the imagination, using symbols, perceiving things a different way. It doesn't always necessarily mean going back in time and evaluating beliefs and working so hard. It can be very simple and it can be fun. When something is simple, when changes can be made simply, it does become fun, right?
Well, yeah. It's a lot more fun when it's
That's
like
right.
that. I wish everything could be like that.
That's right, yeah.
Because I'm also thinking about, obviously I'm very intrigued. I've called in before, and I've seen a lot of things, but I was told by someone who's in the field of hypnosis, and I've watched some things on YouTube, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in England, and he walks in, and he walks out with a suit. And then he's at a market, and he takes a bunch of, you know, vegetables. And, you know, he does all of these things. And what I found out is that these people are prepped beforehand. So sometimes the worry about somebody's just going to walk up and hypnotize you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think people are being given that impression,
sure.
Especially if they see something. Now, many of the things they see are true. You know, they'll see stage hypnosis and things like that, and,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of that does happen. But, you know, if it's really out there coming, you know, going up and saying, give me the vegetables on your stand, and they do, then, you know, I mean, it takes more than that.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. It sounds like what you're talking about something similar to what I saw. Gosh, it was years ago. I think it was the Dr. Oz show, and there was a hypnotist that came on. And before the show even started, he worked with the entire audience to find those people that were the most inclined to go to deeper levels in hypnosis. And he did a session with them so that when they were live in the show, he would just be able to snap his fingers and they would be in hypnosis. So it was a time saver, and they did explain it, but it was a matter of the prep before the actual session went on, which could be used in stage, and it sounds like that's what you were describing and what you saw on YouTube.
Well, I don't know if these were somnambulists or they were really that. They probably were. They were the There's always, I think there's a small percentage that go very easily
mm-hmm.
Into hypnosis.
Right.
But I also read something, too, as well, that you probably already know, that there's 5% that just kind of won't go. And
mm-hmm.
then there's 25% that will go into a light trance, 45% that go into medium, and then there's a percentage that go. And even in light hypnosis,
mm-hmm.
change can be made.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be this deep, you know. And I was really surprised to hear that. But change can be where it's... Also, I heard that actually in hypnosis, in many senses, you're highly focused.
It is a highly focused, relaxed state. Just we were talking about driving before, and it's not the same as hypnosis, but it's an altered state where everything is happening. Your blinker's going on. You're pressing the brake. Everything, you're essentially highly alert, highly focused, but relaxed. And in hypnosis, it's the exact same thing. The focus is there. It's focused attention, effortless concentration.
Yeah. So hypnosis actually can work for the majority of the population.
Absolutely. And what you read is exactly right. It is the bell curve about light hypnosis, medium trance, and deep trance. And hypnosis is also something that can be learned and practiced, so that if somebody the first time they come for a session is in a lighter trance and they feel that it would be beneficial to go deeper, the more that they do hypnosis, the deeper that they will be able to go. There is a component of it that's practiced for deeper. For example, in something like using hypnosis for anesthesia for dental work, or even anesthesia for surgery, which I've seen done
Yes.
That is practiced. That's something that is practiced over and over again so that the client can get to that very deep level that is necessary for that type of surgery. And in cases where someone might be allergic to the anesthesia, that's an important component and offers an option for those people.
Yeah. I always think the dental is very interesting. I don't know about you, but I'm not ready. I think I'll stick with the Novocaine. But I think that it's a really powerful tool. And I don't think that any. And also, when I was talking with this hypnotherapist, even that 5% can still go into a meditative state where they're very relaxed.
And relaxation.
They can be put, yeah.
Absolutely. The relaxation can create the receptivity. So something like,
right.
like a suggestion session can be very
right.
helpful, particularly if we're using the suggestions to speak the words and have the client repeat them out loud and in their head so that it's kind of absorbed in all aspects in the mind and the hearing and the voice. Physically, it's just surrounding yourself with the suggestions so that even in a relaxed state and more receptive, all of the information is going in because your subconscious never sleeps. So even if somebody is daydreaming, even if they think they're asleep in a session, my voice is there and they're hearing everything I say. And the irony is that when I count them out of hypnosis, they're right back with me.
Yeah, and it goes back to actually what you said about falling asleep with the television.
Mm.
And it also links to people that go to see a hypnotherapist such as yourself, is that if your subconscious is taking it in while you're falling asleep, then a deep relaxation will still take a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Some dreams can certainly happen when watching the news and you fall asleep.
I never watch the news. No.
Certainly not when you go to sleep. Not anymore, anyway.
Well, as always, Lauren, it is a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm sure I
Likewise.
Will call in again. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for the call, Jean. Have a great night.
You too.
And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. For those of you who are retired or close to it, have you taken the time to conduct a safe withdrawal rate analysis? If you're like me, you've spent a lifetime saving for retirement and now you want to make sure that it lasts. Few things are more important to the long-term success of your financial plan than choosing an appropriate withdrawal rate, and establishing that rate early on can make all the difference. The investment advisors at North Star Asset Management in Panther Valley can help you determine what withdrawal rate is right for you. They've been working with retirees in the area for the past 30 years. For more information, the number to call is 908-850-9991. That's 908-850-9991. Or find them on the web at nstarinvest.com.
And now, back to Here's the Thing, a show that's all about you on WOLD. And your host, Lauren Cardinal, a board-certified hypnotist and results coach. If you'd like to speak to Lauren, you can call in at 732-748-1079. That's 732-748-1079. Let's get back to the show with your host, Lauren Cardinal.
Hello and welcome back. This is Here's the Thing. I'm Lauren Cardinal. We just had a great call from Jean down in D.C. Jean knows her hypnotherapy. She's been doing some reading and talking with hypnotherapists. And Jean has called in here before. Great information, great questions. Thanks so much for the call, Jean. We do have a few more questions. I've written down a few more questions, or at least myths, about hypnosis that I wanted to talk about just to clear the air of common misconceptions. And then I'd like to talk a little bit more about how it can be beneficial. And I really want to get to that part because that's really fun. So what if I don't wake up? I can tell you that no one's ever gotten stuck in a terminal state of hypnosis. It simply can't happen. If the hypnotist left the room, or if you were listening to a tape and the power went out, you would either fall asleep or just wake up naturally. Or your subconscious mind would detect that there's no voice guiding you and bring you to your conscious awareness. Question, will I forget everything during the session? It occasionally happens that there's amnesia for the session. If you're in a deeper state of hypnosis, or what we were talking about earlier with Jean, that 15 to 20% that go into a very deep state, remembering every specific detail of the session is less likely. Most hypnotists want you to be aware of the session. I want you to be aware of the session. And there are some sessions that are more active than others by asking questions. You will be aware of everything around you and remember most, if not all, that happened in the session. Usually you remember it better than a conversation we had because your mind is in such a focused state. So what exactly is hypnosis then? The truth about hypnosis and the way that I describe it in its simplest terms, it's the process of turning inward. It's a relaxed, focused state of concentration. Now, until recently, it was assumed that it was similar to sleep or that the mind was somehow unconscious. In reality, there's a specific state that the brain enters into when it is receptive to suggestion. And it's been discovered on scans during hypnosis. It's not an unusual state of mind, and it may not even feel like you're in a trance or in hypnosis. For most people, they simply feel relaxed. But there is a change in the brainwave activity, similar to that time just before you sleep when you're brain goes into the alpha state, the alpha brainwave state, which I think is why it was often confused with sleep. If you've ever taken a nap in the afternoon and felt yourself almost asleep, yet still awake, in a dreamy state, hypnosis can often feel like that. Your brain's waking state is in the beta brainwave state. Just as you're going to sleep, it changes to alpha and then to theta and delta in deep sleep. So those that go into the deeper states of hypnosis may go into that theta brainwave state. And during this time in hypnosis, the mind is very open to visualizations and creating a rich sensory experience. That theta state, which really is just before you go to sleep, is the most creative state for your brain. That's what we try and get into or get close to. Any relaxed state is creative. I remember reading about, I want to say it was Thomas Edison or Albert Einstein. I used to say Albert Einstein, but I think it was Thomas Edison. He used to fall asleep with weights in his hands, because he knew that right before he fell asleep, he was very creative. And when he would start to fall asleep, the weights would drop. The dropping of the weights would wake him up, and he would write down whatever he was thinking at that time. Pretty neat, right? I explained it to a client of mine once, and she went home and tried that. And when she came back for her next session, she said, "Lauren, you would not believe this, what I came up with." She's like, "I have to share this with you." She wrote it all down. And she was amazed at how well it worked. So amazed that she got a little bit excited the next time she tried to try it. She couldn't fall asleep, but it worked. So can anyone be hypnotized? This is one of the items that Jean brought up. And I don't believe everyone can be hypnotized, particularly if they don't want to or if they tell me they can't. Now, some people will say that and they still can be hypnotized, but there is part of the population that I believe can't be hypnotized. That said, they can become relaxed, and in a relaxed state, you're more receptive to suggestion. So the level of the trance, the depth of the trance, is not indicative of the success of your hypnosis session. And you can teach your body to go further or deeper into trance and get better and better. Most people don't think they're hypnotized after a session. But what they do notice is that some things have changed, maybe that day, maybe the next week. Sometimes the effects are subtle and sometimes profound. I had a client who came in for a weight reduction session, and what she noticed is that she just started drinking water more, a lot of water. So she started feeling healthier and things progressed from there. And the truth about hypnosis is this, that it can be one of the most important tools to change the way your mind experiences your world. If there ever was a magic wand that could help you change anything about your life, your health, or your behavior, personally, I think that hypnosis might be it. Good hypnotists and hypnotherapists know how to gently release blocks and fears and create new inner beliefs that will set the wheels in motion to make changes in the way you think, in the way you feel, and the way you behave. We're constantly hypnotizing ourselves. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy. We know that. We sometimes can't get out of our own way. And when we call ourselves names or put ourselves down and reinforce fears and limitations, it can get to be a habit. And if you do it long enough, you develop a belief that will get the results you ask for. A belief is just something you tell yourself over and over and over again. So maybe it's time to change some of the things that you're saying. And I often say, we talk about affirmations, and affirmations are fantastic. I think of hypnosis as affirmations on steroids, because it really is a catalyst for direct and immediate change. The affirmations absolutely work, and we use the affirmations after sessions to reinforce the beliefs that are changed, to keep that sustainability, to keep it consistent. Some of the things, just this weekend, met somebody, and he's actually a family member, and he met a friend of mine, and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, what was your name? I'm really bad with names." And I said, "Now, why are you affirming that for yourself? You're putting that stake in the ground saying, I am bad with names. Would you like that to change?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, so start maybe by saying something like, I'm making progress every day," something that's believable, because if all of a sudden you're saying, "Oh, I'm great with names," you're not going to believe it. But making progress, are you making progress? Absolutely. More and more, I easily remember names. My mind is getting sharper and my memory is getting better every day. So those are some affirmations. And also in a hypnotherapy session, things like memory and focus can absolutely be a goal for a session. So what if you could let your mind easily change the way you feel about something you used to be afraid of, or have more confidence? I include self-confidence in every session I do, reinforcing that confidence every session. What if you could feel calm and relaxed and able to instantly lower your heart rate or your blood pressure? You have the power to make your brain happy or sad, afraid or confident, healthy or sick. So why is change so difficult? Change is difficult because most habits, most beliefs and attitudes are maintained and stored in the subconscious mind. People are trying to change consciously, the willpower. I think we've all been in, at least we can relate to being in a room when the lights are on. I may have shared this example before. We're in a room with the lights are on. We can see everything that's around. We turn out the lights and the imagination starts to go. Our conscious mind, our logical mind knows nothing. There's nothing in the room. But when our imagination takes over, fear enters in. Fear is an emotion. So what happens? We turn on the lights, because the emotions will overrule the logic every single time. So when we're trying to make changes at the conscious level, it's at a logical level. It's willpower. And the emotions that we're feeling, whether it's fear or doubt or insecurity, whatever that feeling is, it will always overrule what the conscious mind is thinking about. So if we think of the mind, I like to use the example of an iceberg. If we think of the mind, they say 10 to 20% of an iceberg is above the water and 80 to 90% is beneath the water. The 10 to 20% that's above the water is your conscious thinking. That's the logical thinking. That's the thinking that you use on an everyday basis. The 80 to 90% that's below the water, that's where your subconscious beliefs are. That's the area that I work as a hypnotherapist, getting to the emotional state to change the beliefs. And when we're young, sometime between the ages of 8 and 12, roughly, our minds are in the stage of really adopting certain beliefs. It's during that time that many, if not most, of our beliefs are formed. Again, the subconscious is there to protect you and keep you happy. So how that serves an 8 to 12-year-old may not serve you in the same best way when you're 30, 40, 50 years old. So it's when we get into that stuck place that our emotional mind, let's say, and our logical mind aren't matching up, that we know change is necessary. And that's where hypnotherapy can come in, to change those old patterns. Now, there are other ways that beliefs are created. and formed. It's through authority figures. We all have stories about different teachers we've experienced, good situations, bad situations. Parents are our authority figures. Even peers. Peers is what peers say is another way that can affect our beliefs, what our good friends are saying about us when we're young. And that can be good or bad. You're the greatest kid in the world. You're the greatest friend. That's a belief too, and that's a good belief. But some of the negative beliefs can also be reinforced through peers. Another way that beliefs are formed is through repetition. And I often, when I say that, I often think of the cyberbullying that takes place sometimes and people repeating about certain individuals and blasting it, because then it's a matter of peers and repetition. It's a double whammy. And then highly emotionalized events. That's an opportunity in an instant where beliefs can be formed. Another place that beliefs can be formed is in altered states like meditation, prayer, and hypnosis, which is why hypnosis can work to change the beliefs that were formed in that younger age that no longer serve us. Great. So, checking the time here. What can hypnosis be used for? Here's the good stuff. This is what I've been waiting to get to. Because we've busted the myths. We've talked about some of the questions that often come up. So what can hypnosis be used for? The uses for hypnosis are really limitless. Generally speaking, when people ask me, can hypnosis be used for this? I would say 95% of the time my answer is yes. And I won't say 100% because I haven't been asked about everything. I haven't had every question. And if you're wondering if hypnosis would work for your issue or condition, listen on, but please feel free to call in. If I'm not mentioning what you're thinking of, I'd like to hear it so we have an opportunity to discuss it. 732-748-1079. So what are some of the uses and how have I used them? The most common, which I mentioned earlier, is for stress and anxiety. Absolutely the most common, and how it trickles down to the other things that we experience. I also see people quite frequently for PTSD, and it's not just for war situations or battle situations, which we're often inclined to think. PTSD can be for highly emotionalized events in our lives, and hypnosis can help neutralize the emotions around PTSD. The information remains. It's not like we're blocking out the entire episode, the entire experience. It's about taking that emotional charge out of that event. I see clients for athletic performance. I've worked with groups. I've worked with individuals. I've worked with a group of athletes for the past 5 years doing mental imagery. And since we started working together, they've won against their rival 3 out of the 5 last years and have won district championships the last 2 and increasing numbers going to the state competition each year. And the coach, we do mental imagery. It's about practicing the events in your imagination because the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imaginary. So if we're thinking about these things, it's as if it's real. So the mind just wants to recreate what we've experienced. So athletes work their bodies, and they must also work their minds to be at their maximum potential, and that's what the coach believes. So I've been working with them. I've also worked with gymnasts, cheerleaders, golfers, tennis players for that mental focus, the mental game, because all athletics, so much in athletics is really about the mental aspect of it. Other common sessions that I do with people are for smoking cessation. I think it's one of the more popular ones that people think of when they think of hypnosis, smoking cessation and fears. There's also weight reduction. And fears is broad. It's about using hypnosis for fears of taking tests, fear of flying, fear of tight spaces. And you can look on the results page of my website to see testimonials in a variety of different areas where I've worked, mainly from the other part of it to see what other experiences my clients have had, what other issues they've come to see a hypnotherapist for. Their fears of public speaking, fears of driving, fears of bridges. I've worked with clients for guilty or angry feelings, for forgiveness, for memory improvement, like we talked about with the names before, increasing focus, and of course, changing habits. to have better habits, whether it's smoking cessation or even giving up soda or sweets or changing habits, no longer biting nails. I'm often asked, can hypnosis make changes in my body? Absolutely. You can change internal conditions. You can influence your immune system. You can change the size of muscles or the condition of your skin. If you remember, we've talked in the past about the experiment back in the 1960s with the monkeys, and they were given certain treats to raise or lower their blood pressure. So if we can equate our beliefs with and our mind control over being able to lower or raise our blood pressure, if the monkeys can do it with treats, we can do it with practice. We absolutely can control our bodies that way. And we've all seen it in things like the movie Unbroken or the book Unbroken. What is special about that man that aids him in being able to withstand that physical torture? And it's the mental part of it that allows him to be able to withstand that. And we all have that capacity. We just might not be using it in the same way. I often say people go to the gym to work with trainers for their bodies. People come to a hypnotherapist to work with me as a trainer for their mind. So if you decide to be well and focus your thoughts on how quickly your body recovers or energizes your immune system and give your body and mind the energetic material it needs, you'll probably get well very quickly. I'm sure you know somebody who goes around saying, I never get a cold. I just don't get sick. And they don't. And they don't. That's their affirmation. That's their stake in the ground. Some of the other uses that I wanted to mention about hypnotherapy is in medical support hypnotherapy. This is an area I think is less commonly known, but just as significant, if not more, to reduce pain or eliminate pain, to eliminate needle phobias, to reduce or eliminate claustrophobic feelings during MRI or CAT scan, the fear of tight spaces, burn care from radiation treatment or for cancer care, preoperative anxiety reduction. And this is a big one because I think it was the first show that we did, we talked about stress, and when you're feeling stressed and then you're having that fear, your fight or flight response kicks in. And one of the things that's suppressed when fight or flight kicks in is the immune response. You're less likely to heal. So if you have a surgery coming up and you're feeling anxious or fearful about it, the chances are more likely that the healing could be slowed down a little bit by that fear or anxiety. So doing sessions to visualize the surgery, to see the positive outcome, to create some relaxation around that, aids in the surgery, aids in the recovery time, and aids in the healing. And we can certainly incorporate that into every session. The intraoperative accelerated healing, the postoperative pain control, postoperative healing. A few weeks ago, I remember a client of mine, Dave, called in. I think that's the name he used. He didn't use his own name. Had shoulder surgery. And I did a session with him prior to the surgery that he listened to the CD every day, or close to, and had the shoulder surgery. And after that, after the first night, he didn't use pain medication again, not even ibuprofen. That was his goal. That's what he wanted to do. And that's what he did. And he said the pain was there was some pain, some discomfort, but it was completely manageable. So for the medical support hypnotherapy, for normalization of digestion, for IBS, regaining normal sleep patterns. I see a number of clients about sleep, preventative care and accelerated healing. Please know that for any medical support hypnotherapy work I do with clients, it's imperative to get physician sign-off first. I go by the directive of the physician. The work that we do in hypnotherapy is a complement to the work already being done by a physician with him or her. So a variety of topics, variety of areas that medical support hypnotherapy can work. And we did a number of sessions in our training and after the training on a variety of different experiences, knee surgery, hip surgery, obviously the shoulder surgery, for Hashimoto's disease, diabetes, working with different hypnotherapy sessions, not necessarily to eradicate, but certainly to aid. Symptom relief can be just as important in a condition that you're dealing with as anything else, if you can aid in the symptoms. I'm currently working with a hematologist to work with some of her clients to help the chemotherapy work with the cancer patients better, to reduce the side effects of the chemotherapy so that there's a more positive outcome, higher quality of life while they're dealing with this. There may be instances where there can be improvement in the cancer as well, but the point is to, I'm not going against any physician's directive. This is about making the situation that they're dealing with better as much as we can. So I want to mention to you, if you're not already living the life you want to live, you may already be hypnotized by having beliefs that don't serve you. Your subconscious is the best learning machine that has ever existed. If instructed properly with positive suggestions, healthier, more productive patterns, more productive ideas, beliefs, and attitudes and actions will result. So in closing, you know, I like to wrap up with a quote, and it's actually one that I used last week because I think it is so perfect for the situation. Maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that isn't really you, so you can be who you were meant to be in the first place. I'd like to thank my sponsor, North Star Asset Management. I'd like to thank our caller, Jean, for calling in and sharing so much. I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight. Set your phone calendar alarm and tune in next week at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss the show. Until then, keep it light, smile, and enjoy. Good night. For those of you who are retired or close to it, have you taken the time to conduct a safe withdrawal rate analysis? If you're like me, you've spent a lifetime saving for retirement and now you want to make sure that it lasts. Few things are more important to the long-term success of your financial plan than choosing an appropriate withdrawal rate, and establishing that rate early on can make all the difference. The investment advisors at North Star Asset Management in Panther Valley can help you determine what withdrawal rate is right for you. They've been working with retirees in the area for the past 30 years. For more information, the number to call is 908-850-9991. That's 908-850-9991. Or find them on the web at nstarinvest.com.